I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has announced plans to proceed with tariffs on another $200 billion in US imports of Chinese goods. The new tariffs will take effect next Monday, starting at 10% and rising to 25% at the end of the year, unless China changes what Trump calls its unfair trade practices. China, which is America's third largest export market, has vowed to counterattack with tariffs on another $60 billion in US exports. The Senate has scheduled a public hearing on a sexual assault claim against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh for next week. Judge Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who says he attacked her more than three decades ago, will both be able to testify next week. Judge Kavanaugh said the allegation is completely false and denies sexually assaulting Ford at a high school party in 1982. A priest who was once hailed as a champion of human rights in Chile has been expelled from the priesthood by Pope Francis after being found guilty of sexual abuse. The Archdiocese of Santiago announced that the Pope dismissed Father Christian Precht from the clerical state with no possibility of appeal. The Archdiocese began an investigation in 2011 into allegations of sexual abuse of minors and adults against the priest before removing him from public ministry. California's Stanford University has announced it will strip the name of the 18th century Franciscan friar, St. Junipero Serra, from some of its properties, but keep a street named after him. In a statement, the university said the saint, who was canonized in the U.S. during Pope Francis' apostolic visit in 2015, established a mission system that, while part of Californian history, is also one that inflicted great harm and violence on Native Americans. Stanford said it had several features named for Serra, even though he played no direct role in the university's history. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.